estimating land and materials requirements for solar and wind energy projects. HAC, land area required. Solar land area requirement is estimated based on a U.S. Lawrence Berkeley National Laboratory, LBNL, empirical assessment of actual U.S. projects, which found that the median power density for fixed tilt systems installed from 2011 to 2019 was 2.8 acres per megawatt DC's 57. Converting MWDC to MWC using a 1.4 conversion ratio yields roughly 3.9 acres per MWAC. Therefore, the global solar panel fleet of 18.3 TU will require roughly 71.4 million acres, or 0.19% of the total 36.8 billion acres global land area. Wind land area requirement is estimated based on a U.S. National Renewable Energy Laboratory study, which found that the direct land usage is 0.75 acres per MWB58. Therefore, the global wind turbine fleet of 12.2 TWh will require an estimated 9.2 million acres, or 0.02% of total land area. Table 14, Solar and Wind Direct Land Area by Continent. Solar direct land area 0.19% of land, wind direct land area 0.02% of land. 30, Materials Required Assumptions. The total materials required for solar panels, wind turbines, and circuit miles are calculated based on third-party material intensity assumptions. Battery material intensity is based on internal estimates. Solar panel and wind turbine material intensity assumptions are from a European Commission report. Solar cells are wafer-based crystalline silicon, and rare earth minerals are eliminated from wind turbines, given the progress demonstrated in Developing Technologies 59. Based on IEA's 2050 Net Zero Pathways study, approximately 60 million circuit miles will need to be added or reconductored globally to achieve a fully sustainable, electrified global economy. Distribution capacity will primarily be expanded by reconductoring existing lines and expanding substation capacity that can accommodate significant growth in peak and average end-user demand. High-voltage transmission will primarily expand geographic coverage to connect large wind and solar generation capacity to densely populated areas. For purposes of estimating material requirements, 90% of the 60 million circuit miles will be reconductoring of existing low-voltage distribution systems, and 10% will be new circuit miles from high-voltage transmission, which is the current ratio of U.S. circuit miles between high-voltage transmission and low-voltage distribution.